This is Apostle Thompson. Our meditation this morning is based on Ephesians 1 and 3. And may great peace and great grace be upon your life today as you listen. This is a verse that reveals the whole Bible, or revealed the whole book of Ephesians also. It says in Ephesians 1, 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Now, as we study the grace of God, we study that we're saved through grace, by faith, in Ephesians 2:8. And we also have studied that we reign in life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. This morning, I want to reveal to you from the book of Ephesians a lesson that I think will help you to grow immensely in a little while. First of all, a lot of times we're trying to go into spiritual warfare without a full understanding of the grace of God. And that's why a lot of times Christian, even though they pray, even though they read the word, even though they make confession, but they're not making no grounds of progress. And they're in a waiting mode and don't know why they have to wait so long. Well, the life of grace, of receiving preferential favor from God, is one of the missing ingredients in our lives as believers. Or the gospel of grace, or the word of grace, the gospel of grace in Acts 24, and the word of grace in Acts 20 and 32. You may want to read that. But this morning I'll tell you why the warfare and a lot of situations, circumstances are being hesitated or lost. Number one, you have to learn to sit under the doctrine and get rightly taught and wait in the wealth of God as He unfolds Himself to you and how His system works. Number two, then you're ready to walk, but you must sit before you walk. And then number three, then you're ready for warfare. You see, the warfare that's going on in your life must have a seated position and a walking position, which is a lifestyle. So here's what we're saying this morning. In order for you to recover, in order for you to win, the book of Ephesians teaches that there's a wealth of God in the first three chapters, revealing His doctrine, nothing practical. These things are to inform you for your practical step. But the first three chapters reveal to you how to sit, how to receive the right instruction, and how to be in the wealth of God. Then you go on to the fourth and fifth chapter, then you go to the walk, vocation, what you call. But if you try to do the walk without the wealth, that's where we're losing at. The third thing is the warfare. We get in Ephesians 6 and talking about this warfare that we must be strong in the power of the Lord. But you're not going to be able to if you don't have the doctrine straight. So here's what I'm saying to you. Take your time before you try to pray about something, before you try to confess. Make sure you have your doctrine straight. Make sure that you have your walk straight. In other words, having your walk straight means now you're capable of being led by the Spirit. Not only in your steps, but in your words and in your thoughts. And then when you go into the warfare for your life, for your family, for your income, for your health, you're going to be equipped by revelation, equipped by anointing, and equipped by the Spirit of grace, that you'll be on another level than the devil. In other words, you'll be in the power of the resurrection, the power of the crucifixion, the power of the ascended Christ, and you'll work from a position of victory, not trying to get victory, but you work from a position of victory in Christ. So let's see here. This morning meditation is, first sit, then walk, and then you can deal with the warfare. Or it reveals doctrine, lifestyle, then warfare. Now remember the scripture, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I think the only way we're going to make withdrawals from those blessings in heavenly places, grace must be understood and faith must be applied. Take that today and go over it over and over again and see life situation and life circumstances begin to bow to you because you are a child of the living God and you are blessed and you are anointed. So go through this day in power. In Jesus' name, amen.